Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Also, this podcast is made possible by MC Pro Hosting, the leader in Minecraft server hosting. Get your server today at mcprohosting.com.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I want to do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 167, recorded on January 24th, 2014. I'm Brent Koblin.
I'm Eric Fullerton.
I'm Maz.
And I'm Afro Monkey.
Really?
Yes.
It's all four of us.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
And why are we here again? What are we about to do?
We're going to talk about something called Minecraft.
Ooh, I like the way you did that.
You like that?
Uh-huh.
Did
it very
make
magical.
You feel a little sparkly?
Yeah.
Sparkly.
It made me feel magical, really.
Magical?
Yeah.
You know what else is magical?
No.
Friendship.
No.
No?
Yeah.
No?
We're not going down this road.
So. No.
So, how's it going, everybody? This is round 167 of The Shaft. Yet another week.
Amazing.
Of Shaft going into your ears.
How many years is that of Shaft?
Almost three. Oh, no, wait. It's 50,
it's
50 episodes
three.
A year.
Yeah.
So, it's over 3 years. Yeah.
Wow.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Incredible.
And we've still found things to talk about. It's amazing.
Yeah. and this is, of course, another hugely packed show. New snapshot today. Lots of stuff going on. Lots of news.
Actually so packed that we don't have a guest today.
No.
Couldn't squeeze the old guesto.
Mm-mm. No guesto. Nice.
But we have gusto.
We had Tobuscus lined up, but we had to tell him, sorry, mate, you can't do it this week.
Maybe another time. Too jam-packed.
Yeah, we had Conan O'Brien and Obama's kids lined up as well. Everybody canceled today. I don't know why.
You know who we almost had?
Who?
Lady Gaga.
Oh, that's right.
But we'll talk about that more in the news later.
The building has a code against people wearing meat in the building.
Yeah, that's right. Raw meat, yes.
Yeah.
So do I need to take off my meat wear?
It might help.
Shh, if they don't know about it. I mean, she was just very...
Blatantly meaty.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, we won't be blatantly meaty. We'll be blatantly Minecrafty, blocky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So actually, if you laid Lady Gaga out by the beach for a few hours, she would turn into like some beef jerky, like dried up. Oh, it'd be so good and salty. I made myself hungry and creeped out. All right.
It's kind of creepy that the music ended right there.
It's almost like she knew, and she stopped the music.
Perfect intro.
Yeah, maybe not. But we do want to talk about some awesome sponsors this week. We got a few, actually three. Verdi Man, who says,
"To Ice Cream Pony and Dire Pig 2006, you missed some lapis. To two of the best mining partners a dad could ask for."
That's awesome. And I guess I should have switched the camera to you while you read it. But you know what? You got my reaction instead.
Yes.
So, Maz is going to read this one from SRJ26, who says,
"Come play in the Shaftlands. New 1.7 map coming soon."
Ah, the less angry Maz there.
Oh, yes. I'm being very polite this
And
the audience feedback, I'm taking it to heart, and I'm going to be so lovely.
That's not what you were saying before the show.
He was angry about it.
Don't talk about Adobe to me. I'll tell you what.
So, okay, in this last one, Afro's going to read from Carl.
Not much. How about you?
Do you think No Gooey Guy's like, damn. Well, why did he have to respond?
Not much. How about you?
Like, one of them's going to give up one day. Maybe not.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. So let's...
I wanted to mention one more thing while we're talking about sponsors, because you may not know, but we do another show called Smite. It's a game called Smite, and you can go to smite.deadworkers.com to see more about it. It's a free-to-play fighting game, and it's a lot of fun.
But we're all going to a tournament in March, and it's you know, pricey thing. So we're trying to get our Smite crew to help pay for it. And I just want to give a big shout out to Raging Karan. I'm going to try to say it right. Raging Cajun.
Raging Cajun.
And Growthy 406 both donated to help send us. So we got $25 in the kitty. We're trying to raise a lot more. So if you want to help out, you can go to smite.deadworkers.com. And everybody appreciates it. And that's hopefully to help. There's six of us trying to go.
It's going
to
be epic times.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
If so,
so yeah, there's that, and then there's
our journeys.
That was beautiful.
Yeah,
wasn't it though?
Pretty much. Maybe not. Pretty much so.
You know, I played some Minecraft today during lunch. I wanted to play all new stuff, so I started up a brand new world. It was filled with sunshine.
A new world.
And I don't know how many of you have started like a new world lately, but all the new blocks, like there, like immediately, and it's like, oh, that's gravel. No, it's not. It's this new, like, you know, andesite and gravisite and whatever the new words are, right?
Yeah.
So I was getting a bunch of that stuff, and I made like a home, and then it got night, the next day, I was like, well, I'm going to go look for a village because I want to do the new trading stuff because they've added a bunch of new trading stuff. We'll talk about it later, of course. But so I ran, and I kept trying to keep in mind where my house was because I'd gathered a bunch of stuff already. And I finally found a village, and I ended up like defending the village, and there was a temple by. So I went to the temple and got like a bunch of crap. And so now I have like these two homes in this world that I probably won't like play in again
because
I have a whole new map. But it's just like, when you start playing Minecraft, like, you forget that, like, okay, I'm just trying to do this one thing. Like, everything else, like, becomes so, like, meta, like, you need to do it now. Like, oh, I need to go search that temple.
I've done it on multiplayer maps where I've, you know, staked out my little area and started building and went off to go do something else. And then not only did I forget that I had a house, but by the time I remembered, I didn't know where it was.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, well, I guess I'm just going to go ahead and just start over, and someone else can have that.
That's the great thing about the Minecraft is the Moorishness of it, and you do just go, just one more thing. I'm just going to finish building this balcony, or I'm just going to finish this cave until, you know, I hit dead ends, and then I can come out and go, I did this. Yeah, and it's always one more thing. It's great. It's like... I'm being polite today. Never mind.
I always like to make some sort of like role play or lore in there. Like you said, you went to a village and you were defending it and everything. But could you imagine like what the villagers are thinking? They're like, oh my God, the chosen one has returned to us. The prophecy is true. And then you go through and you're slashing everybody and all you get in return is, you're like, maybe I wasn't the chosen
one. It's
like
they're looking you, they're always judging you, just looking at you like, so, not sure about their shoes.
So this is the chosen one.
Well, he only has a wooden sword. What is up with that? And I'll talk some more later when we get into the patch notes about the new villager trading stuff because I got words.
You got words.
Is this a snapshot you're playing, or have they actually updated it now to have all this new feature?
It was a snapshot today.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Playing snapshots.
Good. Nice. Good.
Sweet snapshot action.
So anyway, that's kind of my I will say that's kind of my week of.
I have slept a lot this week and have been playing very little of anything. So.
Living the dream.
Apparently, if you stay up all night all the time, eventually it'll catch up with you.
Your body really goes,
hey, we're going to sleep this week.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have a choice. 16-hour
sleep sessions. Yeah. We begin now. We do them every 2 hours until I say we can stop. Yeah, I've had that.
You can play games when I say you can play games.
Yeah.
And, of course, Maz and Eric, y'all want to talk about Old Desperado?
Desperado. Yeah.
So. Yeah, we played some adventure map action. You were there, Brent.
Yes, yes. But I'm letting the viewers know. I want the viewers to hear more, and I didn't say it in my week, so I thought I'd let y'all talk about it.
That makes sense now.
Segue.
Yeah, it was good times, Eric.
Yeah, it was. It was a wild western with plenty of sarsaparilla and bank robbery and and train bandits. It was everything that you want in a Wild West adventure map. Very well made. Good time. So, and that's coming out on the channel next week, and it's going to be very good. And we kind of started this thing where our adventure maps have a third camera view, like a exterior camera that's shooting down on all of us actors in quotes.
Oh, hey.
And that way you get, just more variety. It kind of makes it more cinematic and just more fun and stuff like that. You know, less like a let's play and more like a cinematic.
Like a true adventure.
Yeah, it's like an adventure, you know. So anyway, I just finished the intro and the soundtrack and all the assets are built. So I'm going to start editing it and it's going to be really cool. Also this week, we'll talk about the snapshot and everything in detail, but I had some really cool times playing with the new particle effects. Some excellent stuff. Now everything in the snapshot is cool, but I'm always gravitated towards all the commands and stuff. So I pretty much busted out all the new commands in the command blocks and played with that. And I have some ideas for a really cool video that I want to do. I'm not real sure exactly what kind of video. I might grab some people to collaborate or something. Maybe Jiggerbob or Ars Malik or something. Go.
Oh, collaborate. I thought you just meant to literally grab them. I'm like, they might not appreciate it.
Why are you grabbing
just
me?
Just to get some inspiration. I'm just going to grab you on the crotch. Just going to hold it. Just going to hold it until I feel something.
That's right. Yeah. I'm going to grab your particles.
And now you know Eric's creative process.
That's right. Just fiddled around with that and excellent. Can't wait for 1.8 to actually wrap all this stuff into one update. Mm.
Yes. Yeah. And I thought it was interesting that, we've been talking about playing Desperado, it seems, forever. But it seemed to have been pretty updated and used latest stuff, snapshots, download the new texture packs and things.
Yeah.
They've been keeping up with changes and actually updating the
seems like it. It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun. Big thumbs like up
it. Like it a lot.
Yes. And we had a fan art competition last week. I wasn't sure whether we actually mentioned it or not last week, but apparently we did, because we've got more entries than we ever had. So that was exciting.
Yeah, and awesome stuff. Keep sending them in.
Yeah
There's the winner. Big hey. This is from Zippo6P, the Shaftro.
Rich. The Shaftro. The Shaftro. This is awesome. And for love his little spray can. He's just like, this is my show now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for those who are listening to the show instead of watching, it's basically an 8-bit pixel art of all of us and Afro Monkey standing there, and he has spray painted over the T and added an RO to the shaft, so it says the Shaftro. And it's very well done. It's very freaking cool. Like it a lot.
Yeah. And you can always go to theshaft.deadworkers.com, or is it just Shaft? It's one of those. And it's one of those. Doesn't that help? And on the sidebar, there's a link to the gallery, and there's this is where we're going to start putting the images every week, and where you can actually upload them yourselves. So good stuff. And this is great audio stuff, right, for the audio listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. This is why this section should be short, yeah.
Yeah.
Zippo, you've won the C418 two-disc album of things, which is pretty cool if you're into that kind of thing. Very good, well done. And stay tuned for next week's fan art competition. You can win a Minecraft freaking creeper wind-up toy from the Two Player Productions Story of Mojang Kickstarter. I don't want it. You guys have it. So there you go. Awesome. He's a cool little dude, official, coming in his little shaft box, creeper box there. For ages 12 and up, but whatever.
And that's crazy. I mean, those were limited and made just for the DVD for the Two Player Productions for the documentary.
Right. Maybe I'll check to see how much they're worth on eBay before I give it away.
They're probably worth a lot because you cannot get them anywhere. They are not allowed to sell them anywhere. And so the only way you could get it is if you were in that, or they had a few left. They gave us a few extras. just because they're awesome.
Mine lives on my stove at home in the kitchen. I know it might burn one day, but it's a cool place where I have it. I have a bunch of little nerd toys on my stove.
Because that's the best place to keep them, really.
It is.
I don't know. I guess it's kind of weird. I might rethink that now.
He's got his paper craft sitting there.
Eric's a bachelor, so he obviously doesn't know what that machine in the corner of his kitchen is for.
Yeah.
He also has like a kettle of gasoline just sitting on one of the burners. Ready to go.
Yeah, I keep it in my fireplace, actually.
Absolutely.
All right, so... let's get on with the getting on.
Ooh,
is that what we do in here?
It is, and this upcoming segment is sponsored by Audible. You can go to audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty and get a free month and a free book, over 150,000 titles to choose from.
That's right.
I've actually been listening to Audible a lot.
Oh yeah,
in the last 2 weeks.
What's the favorite thing you've heard recently?
I've listened to Foundation by Isaac Asimov, Foundation and Empire by Isaac Asimov, and Sundiver by David Brin.
Ah.
So that's all in the last 2 weeks.
Some sweet sci-fi action.
I just downloaded it. If you don't know how Audible works, is each month they give you a credit, which you can use for a book. The really big books will be 2 credits, but that's very rare that you have to do that. If you don't use them, they just pile up. Like, I haven't been using mine for the past few months because I've just been too busy.
Yeah.
So I went in there, I had 4 credits. So I haven't used them for 4 months. So I went in, I downloaded 3 more books from the Myth series that I've been listening to. There's 18 total, and I have, like, after those 3, I think I have 3 more. And then I got John Grisham's new book.
Grisham.
Which I just like legal dramas, and people are saying, oh, this is back to like when he was. It's a continuation of the one of them. So,
yeah.
That's a great story, isn't it?
Yeah. Grish.
So go look for that book.
The Grish Man.
And I will say on the credits, I believe you can only accumulate 5 before it stops.
Doesn't roll over?
I don't think after that it rolls over. So be sure to check it at least every 5 months to make sure you're not losing credits because you haven't spent them yet.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Okay.
And you can add stuff to wish list and things like that. Auto,
I wish, you know. Well, can you basically say when I get my next credit to just automatically get this book? I really wish they would do that.
I'm not sure.
If you're not able to do that now, I think that's a good idea.
I'm sure they're listening. So.
Yeah.
Excavation station.
Yeah. For Audible. Well, on our next Audible podcast.
That's right. Until then, let's do this.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
You notice how none of us are doing that, right?
The system is down. The system is down.
Today.
System is down. Down. Bob.
Sorry. What are we doing again after?
Oh. Got a little rave going on between y'all two. Keep it up.
Today we have Snapshot 14W04A.
14W04A.
And by the time you hear our show, possibly B and C. Who knows?
I think there's already a B out there.
Is there already? Usually the day after they'll do some bug fixes. But the gist of it is the previous snapshot, which changed drop behavior for iron golems and zombies, caused heavy backlash on Reddit. So Jibby reverted the behavior.
So what did he change? What was the snapshot change that he wanted them to do?
I believe basically what it was they changed it where iron golems would only drop stuff if you killed them, if a player did, so people couldn't have their traps and stuff make iron and stuff.
Right.
So I wonder how many like Reddit, thumbs up, thumbs down, or whatever it takes to get like a change reverted. Like,
I think that's bad. Like it's like the whole Xbox One thing. Like if enough people whinge about it, they go, okay, we won't do it. That's terrible because as people, we don't like change. So nothing would innovate if we didn't just give something a go. And I think Jeb should have stuck with his guns because you should have to kill the zombies and the golems and the skeletons and stuff to get the items. You shouldn't just be able to, farm them. It's silly.
And I kind of agree with that, because like if you just if you, like I don't know, some of the farms, the auto farms, they're really clever.
Yeah.
And it's, and I think some of them are probably really hard to make. But I think once you make them, it kind of really takes one portion of the game and just says that part of the game's gone. You no longer need to fight this mob.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you don't want that, then maybe go to creative mode. And that probably, you know, we'll probably get some Reddit backlash from that, because it really is hard to like come with those things. But let's Reddit be honest. How many people are actually coming up with their own trap? Like, how many people are just going, I mean, especially their Game Genie, right? They go to YouTube and go, how do I make a trap to kill Enderman?
Yeah, it's a cheat.
And then they go and just build the same thing. And it may take a long time and whatnot, but still, I don't know. Maybe the first person who thinks of the trap is able to continue to do it.
This is what I always find fascinating with younger players, especially, is they're not really into fun. They, instead of going out and hunting Endermen or zombies and stuff to get the stuff that they need, they'll build a trap, and just every time they log into Minecraft, they're just walking up to these little trap things, pushing a button and collecting their loot. And they, you know, people who play Mario Kart on the DS with cheats and stuff, and I'm like, where is the fun in winning every race without actually playing the game? Like, why are you playing it if you don't want to play it?
If
you
there's just wanna, no like possibility of losing, then there's not really a point of playing per se. Like,
I find it's quite prominent in younger gamers these days, is they want things easier, and you know, they don't take all the fun about, like, how many people have actually killed the Ender Dragon legit? I bet it's a handful of people who have done it, and I bet they're all over 18. Guaranteed.
I can honestly say that I have not. I've been to the end, and I've killed the dragon, but it was just me and Bit, like, messing around.
Yeah.
I've never been there except for on, like, an adventure map that does something that looks like it, really.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've even been on it on a, like, server map or anything.
Like,
I've never been to the end.
I want to do it legitimately. It's just, we were like, oh, well, we heard we could get, like, something, and I don't even remember what it was, and we never even got what it was. But we created a portal just to go and get that item, and then we never found it.
So we need to set aside some time, because that's the whole plot line of my series.
Yeah.
And I just, really, it comes down to the time. Like, I haven't been doing it because I just haven't had time to do it. And
Thursday and Friday nights are my nights off.
Well, after the show. Oh, he wants to smite. Look at that face. That's a smite face. That's a smite face. Okay, and to Maz.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Is that... You don't feel it on your shoulder, Maz?
Oh, no, it's...
is that wrong? He's got a huge spider in his room. I don't...
No, he's still there.
I'm sorry.
He's still there, just chilling by my control desk. Just for you guys watching the video on YouTube,
Brent, there's a regular
iPhone. And that's how big he is. So you can understand why I was a little bit freaked out when he said he saw it on my shoulder.
That's pretty epic.
Sorry. Right. Okay, so snapshot. The villagers, I didn't play with them last snapshot, so I only really know what they do this snapshot. But the villagers, they've got kind of a new trading theme, and I haven't traded with them yet because they wanted like 35 meat, like zombie meat, right?
Zombie
flesh.
Yeah, that's
like intense. You kill a zombie and then you give you flesh.
Well, I know what it is.
Yeah. And so I love what they're doing, and there was one for like, you know, a lot of like chicken meat or a lot of like things you're doing, like killing stuff.
So instead of it just being all like emeralds, or you just getting...
Well, you get emeralds.
Yeah.
And you got to make trades with them to open up other stuff.
Okay.
And so I don't know what's under that layer of those first ones, but the first ones make sense to me. And that was always my big complaint about the villagers, was it was like, hey, why don't you go steal all our wheat over there and come back and trade it to us for stuff. And that was just... So far, I like it. I like what they're doing.
Or, you know, one of the items that you do want to trade with them, and it's like emeralds, is like, well, I don't have anything that you want other than getting like wheat and trading it for emeralds. I didn't have any emeralds to trade with. So I have to go find them or find something that you want to get emeralds from somebody else. And
yeah.
So it was like, why don't you just want something that I actually have on me?
Yeah. So it looks like
great,
it makes...
It'd be great if they liked more stuff like, spider webs and bones and cobblestone. Like, imagine if one wants, a stack of cobblestone and he gives you a couple of emerald or an emerald or something like that. So useful stuff, more useful stuff going in there would be cool as well. Yes, I just rambled. So you
no, it was good. I was actually reading chat, so I'm sorry.
Well, the next thing here, buttons can now be placed on ceilings and floors. This is pretty cool. Previously, levers could be on the ceiling, but buttons could not be. But I think this helps maybe map makers and also device makers or whatever to make some more compact machinery where you can have buttons on the ceiling and then buttons right, like on the wall as well, like say, like a cockpit of an airplane or like a spaceship or something like that.
Yeah.
Where it was impossible before.
Because all you would have is like levers on the ceiling, but you couldn't have something.
And they're huge and protruding and weird.
Just make the cockpit bigger.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
I really like that you could put them on the roof and floor now, because so many times I've wanted a simple button to launch a minecart or something, but I've got to do this redstone wire that goes from the wall all the way underneath and then underneath the track that I need to power. Now I can just put it right next to the power rail.
Yeah.
And done. Great.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Redstone. Yeah.
And then also now villagers will do stuff. Like villagers will now gather and plant wheat, carrot, and potatoes or potatoes. And share them amongst themselves.
Ooh,
that's really cool as well.
Now, in that, I don't know how it
works. I wondered if they rebuilt their farms after I'd just stolen everything from it. That's really cool.
But you were the chosen one.
Oh. Yes.
Let me just say, they were not happy about the chosen one when I was there, because after the first night, I think there was 3 villagers left.
Oh, jeez.
There was a tirade of creepers, zombies, and skeletons that just raid that village.
The worst thing that can happen to a village is you arrive there, because keeping them alive is very difficult.
I actually try to avoid villages now, because I'm like, that's just too much guilt on my soul.
Right. Yes. I wonder if this guy's going to be any trouble.
Where'd all the zombies come from?
Any zombies followed him to our secret village.
But wait, were the villagers there before I showed up?
What's his Schrodinger's village?
Don't get Schrodinger's cat with us.
They both exist and don't exist at the same time.
So how can they not want me to show up if they don't exist?
Yeah. Bit of quantum Minecraft theorem there.
That's something for another show. Continuing.
Continuing. Item frames now output a redstone signal, which is an analog signal with strength depending on the orientation of the item inside the frame. So this means that you can, when you right-click on an item in a frame, it'll rotate.
Yeah.
It had no real use, I guess, a design, I guess. But I always was like, is that a bug? Like, why is that doing that? So now the more you crank it to the right, the stronger the angle, I guess, the more output signal it'll put out. So you could make a combination safe now, or a combination lock, like a briefcase or
like
whatever.
Like a secret door.
It'd be like 3 to the right, now 5 to the right, now 2 to the left. That will unlock your safe or your door or whatever. That's kind of cool.
Or use it as just a straight-up dial.
Dial it all the way, and make a 360, and then it opens the door or something. Yeah.
With redstone, if we had it attached to a door and it needed a certain signal to get through, wouldn't you just crank them all to the maximum thing and the door would open? Or am I not familiar with redstone enough?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, because in the gate logic, you would probably say that once each analog signal equals a certain amount, like the first one has to be a 4, this one has to be a 5, this one has to be a 6. If they're ever that at the same time, then you send a signal elsewhere to do something.
So
you couldn't really cheat it Not that cool. I know of, unless there's a bug or something. But,
well,
you know.
You can use a diamond pickaxe and just smash it
off. Break it off.
Just take down the door.
Can always cheat. And then also mossy cobblestone is now craftable, just like mossy stone brick.
Nice.
So, right? Hey, nice. Make up
what do you use to make things mossy?
I believe moss. It's one. What's the stuff that comes down the jungle? What's it called?
The vines.
Vines. Yeah, yeah. One vine and one cobblestone should, I believe, great. Make it.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I forget the recipe. I always look at the MinecraftWiki.net. Yeah.
You're right. It is one vine and a cobblestone.
Great.
That's it. It'll make one block. So, and then also another notable change is another map maker friendly addition. The slash particle command will spawn your chosen particle at a set location or relative to players. Also, you can set a particle to be attached to an entity. So you could say, I want every single pig in a 100-block radius to have hearts coming from their face. You could do that. You could also say,
that's amazing.
I want to have lava spitting out of my head for 5 minutes. And you can set the radius of every single particle. You can set the emitter position and how big the radius is of that effect. Like, say you want the enchantment table particle. That's my favorite particle out of the whole game because all those little letters that kind of get sucked in.
Yeah.
You can say, I want 1,000 emitters blasting 50-block radius, and it's just amazing looking. And you can set the speed and everything. It is just like... It is so cool.
I have a feeling that Erickson like crashed people's servers.
I crashed my Minecraft many times doing this because I had a bunch of like super fast clocks generating all these different effects and doing all this stuff, and I was trying to like make animations with these particles having like. Anyway, it got a little complicated, and then it crashed, and then my save game got corrupted, so I had to start over. But anyway,
and then your computer blew up. I think right.
Yeah, so I
think Eric playing with particles is what caused the 3 Mile Island incident.
I think it killed Dick Clark.
Possibly, I'm not sure.
Absolutely.
But you
if we ever have a zombie apocalypse, we'll know who started it.
Yeah.
So many particles.
And of course, these particles can be used in command blocks, ideally, but also you can just type them out in the command line. And if you want to get an entire list of all the particles that are available in the game, just simply put slash particle in the chat and or in the console or whatever, and it'll spit out all of the particle names, and you can go through each one of them and look at them. Sadly, there's nobody who's made it like a video showing detailing each particle, and I might be the one to do that video.
You better get on it.
But I would suggest right now... go and take a look at Ant Venom's channel and look at his 14W04A snapshot video. He's probably done the most in-depth explanation of the particle system. A lot of other people have made it, but I think I really learned more on his video. So go check that out for now to get the idea. But oh yeah.
Oh yeah,
good stuff.
I loved it when you guys used to do the little snapshot updates. Whatever happened to that? Yeah. I'm sure the chat room asks.
Yeah. I don't know. We got to bring that back. That was fun.
Yeah, we
should do it every week.
Yeah. Those are good stuff.
It's called just being plain lazy.
Ah, that old chestnut.
It's really easy to be lazy.
Yeah. Well, it comes down to like one thing. I work till like... on Thursdays, probably till 5:30 or 6, and then it's just like, it almost feels like everybody's already got a snapshot video out of there, and so then it's like, is there enough in there for us to find funny stuff? And then it's like, oh, we're playing a game.
Yeah, yeah, we're just working on other stuff. I'm still working on the dropper music video too, which is almost done. Oh my god, it's gonna be so cool.
Oh my god.
Do you want me to read the next one?
What do you guys think about the PS3? Is it old news? I don't know.
No, I think it's...
I think what's new news, though, is that... you want to talk about this?
I don't think I'm pulling my weight in reading this
Well,
news.
Let's pull the weight on this one. Tell us what Daniel announced today about the PS3.
Do you want to read it or what?
No, go.
Okay, Daniel announced today that the PS3 edition of Minecraft has hit its first milestone. 1 million copies sold on the platform.
Ooh.
He added that it is crazy to considering the game was released just before Christmas. Daniel also hinted at more updates coming. Keep an eye on Mojang blog.
Wow. So, 1 million copies.
Which, considering that's what?
Was it 15 bucks? Or how much is it? I don't even know. 20? Is that $20 million? I don't know.
On the PS3?
Well, yeah. They'll have to pay like licensing and stuff like that to Sony. But still, yeah, it's a significant chunk of change. But
it's,
I mean,
it's
that's
more than I have in my pocket right now.
Well, yeah.
What you have in your old pocket. Okay.
But I mean, that's a little bit over a month.
Really. Oh, yeah. It's doing very well.
So, I mean, considering that's doing quite well, I would think.
Well, it is $19.99 on the PS3 download store.
PSN? Okay. So, I wonder if it's a lot of people going, oh, cool, I'll go ahead and just buy it. Like, I already play it on PC or already play it on my iPhone.
That'll be interesting to know like how many people are playing it cross-platform.
Or first-timers that are like, well, I keep hearing about Minecraft, but I was waiting for a PS3 version. Now I finally get to play.
Well, and also, like, on the Xbox version, I bought it, even though I've played it maybe a total of an hour.
Oh, yeah.
And I've owned it for well over a year. But I bought it because it's supporting
Mojang,
you know. If you like something, then spend money on it.
You can normally find it, like, on Amazon, like, super cheap. I think I found it used or something and bought it. I haven't played it on the Xbox yet, but I was kind of like you. I was like, oh, wait, I'll stop playing the Playboy. What's going on there? That's weird. Just popped up on the screen. I was like, PS3 store. But I got it kind of like what you were saying is, well, I need to play it on the Xbox so I can talk about it, how it plays on the Xbox, and then just have never played it on the Xbox.
I did actually play it on the Xbox. It's just
dreadful.
Yeah, it's you're so used to having the keyboard and mouse that when you try to switch, especially for that game, it just feels awkward playing it on the Xbox for me. Yeah.
For people like us who have done grown up with first person stuff being keyboard and mouse based primarily, it's just difficult for us to enter that console world of doing that. I don't know how they do it.
There's certain games that I'm okay with playing with the controller, but
like Minecraft, Lego anything's great with a controller.
Yeah, but Minecraft and when I say games, I mean first person shooters, but Minecraft was not one of them. Like it just felt extremely awkward, and maybe it was just because of you have to place blocks and do all these different things, and it just didn't feel right. Mm. But yeah, I've played maybe an hour.
Hmm.
A whole hour. He's an expert now.
Yeah.
What would you say you've listened to an hour of Lady Gaga's music or less?
Horrible.
Than?
Horrible.
Is that
segue.
A horrible segue?
Yeah. Yeah. But I will give you some applause.
Yeah.
Applause.
Oh.
But what Eric is speaking of, that Lady Gaga found out about the whole Minecraft thing this week, and she tweeted out about In the Little Wood, or Martin's parody of Born This Way, and she said she loved it, told her fans to go give it some, you know, love, and also Ghost of Sparkles. And, you know, there was talk, Ghost of Sparkles, you know, said, hey, you need to come play with us, and she said, I'm there. She also, who was it? Sky Does Minecraft said, hey, let's do a parody.
She's like, okay.
Together.
She said, game on.
She said, game on. And I'm like, my thing is, she says game on, but is she really going to make a parody of her own song? Like, or is she going to be like, let's do a parody of Weird Al's Polka? Let's turn this around on Weird Al.
Yeah, I actually, now that you say that, that would be perfect for someone to do a parody of Weird Al. But on the flip side, we're talking about a woman that's worn meat. I mean, yes, she would do a parody of one of her own songs.
Yeah, she could do a song killing pigs and wearing their bacon.
That's right.
little bacon avatar.
She possibly would write a new song, release it, just so she could do a Minecraft parody on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, I jumped on the bandwagon when I saw everybody like saying, hey, Lady Gaga, come do this. I was like, hey, do you want to come on the Shaft? Lady Gaga.
That was a weird way to.
Yeah, you should have phrased that differently.
Why? What's wrong with that?
She doesn't know what that means.
I said for an interview.
Well, yeah. That's so true.
And that still that doesn't
on
sound
my Shaft.
That doesn't sound much better. Do you want to come to the Shaft for an interview?
No, I said come on the Shaft.
Yeah.
Was that not the right way to phrase it?
Well, she has 43 million followers, so it just seems like it might get lost.
I don't know. I don't know.
Did you at least say Minecraft somewhere in that?
Yeah, no, I said, oh, I hear you play Minecraft or something like that.
Okay.
Do you want to come on the Shaft? For an interview.
Lady Gaga angry.
You know, and wear some meat.
Yeah.
The Shaft.
Well, if anything, like our username is The Shaft Podcast, so maybe she figured that out.
Yeah.
How do you make Lady Gaga angry?
Is this a
poker
joke?
Face.
Oh. Poker face.
Anyway.
Okay. Xbox 360 Edition's retail version, 9th best-selling title in USA and UK last year. NPD recently released sales figures for 2013's best-selling video games in the USA across all platforms, and the disc version of Minecraft Xbox came 9th. This is pretty impressive, considering that it was the only title in the top 10 which was only released on one platform. 23123. I don't know.
Why are
the numbers there? 4J Studios also added to the announcement, saying that the title also hit 9th place in the UK's best-selling games of last year. So still doing well, like 4 years after its initial release. It's just storming the gates. It's amazing.
Wow. Craziness. It grows and it grows. Speaking of growing and learning and education, Minecraft EDU goes into partnership with the Digital Historian Project. On Wednesday, Minecraft EDU announced that they had gone into partnership with the Digital Historian Project, bringing Boturi's Project 1845 into the fold. The DHB's ambitious plan is to allow students to witness historical events and learn new skills all within Minecraft. That is pretty cool. I like that a lot.
Mm. The villagers, they should patch it so the villagers are like, oh, didn't you know that back in 1802, meh. I don't know any historical facts.
Like the history of Australia, maybe. How we just threw a bunch of people over there and was like,
it was the Brits.
Well, we came like from the credit. Brits, though, right? The Brits came first.
Yeah, but we, as in, you know, America.
Oh, we got our independence from those Brits.
Yeah, we didn't have any part in the sending people
over. So we're innocent. Yeah. So you can't.
Well,
you
I mean, we're innocent of that.
Yeah. I mean, then we killed and butchered a bunch of Indians.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other story.
That's a different thing. Yeah.
That's right.
We didn't throw prisoners on an island. We butchered people instead. Yeah.
That's right.
And we have morals. Like
history's
over
great,
here.
Isn't it?
Bread as well.
Speaking of scams.
You stole bread, you're going to Australia. And she ended up on our 20th.
Wait. No. Speaking of criminals.
Speaking
of criminals.
Hey, that's good.
Oh, look at this. This guy.
Scam site.
Trampling his segue. Absolutely. Okay, you go. We'll take turns.
Scam site closes down with an apology and a donation.
Good.
This week, the owner of MineconCapes.com closed down his site, complete with an apology to the site's visitors and to Mojang. The site claimed that visitors who provided their username and sat through some ads would unlock a Minecon cape for themselves, whereas all that actually happened was that the site owner would make money from the AdFly revenue.
Oh.
And that money, all $100 of it, has now been donated to Electronic Frontier Foundation. The owner also claimed that he never took advantage of any of the passwords that visitors provided.
Wow.
This guy makes me want to slap a bitch.
A lot of stuff makes you want to slap a bitch, though, man.
It does.
Yeah.
You know who it makes me want to slap?
Who?
AdFly. Like, why? AdFly is the worst, horrible thing for anyone to use in the world.
Yes.
If you go and have to use the link that says AdFly on it, what do? You immediately look for another link anywhere on the... It can be like my profile, because I don't want to go to the AdFly.
I never want to use AdFly, and there's only been a few times where the only way I could get any particular file was to get it from a site that used AdFly, and I hate it every single time. And it's only if I need it. If it's something that I just want, but it's AdFly, I'll just pass it by.
Yeah, and I guess I never saw AdFly until Minecraft, like the maps and stuff. It seemed like the only way to get
maps and
mods, and it still seems like everyone still has it, and it's killing me. Like, there's other ways to do it. Like, I work for Curse just to push that before I say this, but Curse will pay you for hits on your map if you want a way to make money, and it's more money than what AdFly pays you. This shows me that it's more money than AdFly pays you. If you made $100 off how many thousands of people had to click on that to get that?
A quarter of a million.
Like and like you said, you gave an alternative, and I was just about to say, I wish there was a better way to monetize on things like maps and mods and stuff like that, to where sites like AdFly would lose, pretty much all of their business, because it's a junk website, really.
Yeah, and there's another cool thing happening that you remember Slowpoke from Feed the Beast? He's going to be working for Curse, and they're actually building the client with Feed the Beast in the client, so you'll be able to get that through the Curse client.
Oh, okay,
as
cool.
Well. And it's some really cool stuff, and it's Curse Forge and stuff. So, like, all these mods and stuff, you don't have to go through AdFly. That's really the big thing here. Stop using AdFly, please.
Yeah, like find it. Not just because AdFly is just it's kind of obnoxious, but also you're not getting that much from it. Like, if you were getting making a fair share with that, then I could understand using it, but it's not, it doesn't seem, as you said, it doesn't seem to be drawing a lot of revenue. So why even go through the bother of using it?
Yeah. And maybe I'm wrong. Like, I haven't used AdFly to try to make, money off a link.
Yeah.
But I would love to hear somebody who makes a huge map or something and gets hundreds of thousands of downloads.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much do you make on AdFly? I would love to hear kind of that realm, because maybe it is something where it's like, oh, never mind, I'm wrong.
If anybody out there has made a crap ton of money on AdFly, send us a message and let us know.
Let us know.
Yeah. Lettuce. Mm. Lettuce. Mmm, lettuce. It's delicious. And
that guy, he's already been a lying butt about the Minecraft capes. And, he's probably the worst type of person on the planet. Maybe not the worst, but up there.
You're pretty up there.
And $100 seems like a very round number to be what he earned from AdFly. I wouldn't be surprised if he's griefing is on that as well.
Which is a strong possibility, but I still think that probably AdFly is not the way to go if you actually want to recoup some revenue for building something neat and not just doing what this guy did.
And I'm sorry for moving the focus off this jerk onto another jerk.
Yeah.
But this guy's a jerk too. Like, even you donating it, great. I'm glad you learned your lesson. Hopefully it's a younger adult that has learned his lesson in not to be a douche in the future and not some grown up who should have known better.
Yeah.
EFF, great group. If you need to, so at least it went somewhere good. So this last one here.
Minecraft Scribe starts writing again. This week, Estragali announced that he was coming out of retirement as the Minecraft Scribe and will be posting again. One of the reasons he gave for continuing his blog was that he wouldn't be clogging up the podcast with his own feature suggestions and announcement, that cheeky little chestnut. You can find Astra's writings at astragali.efx3.com, which Astra thinks is a terrible URL, and we'll also link in the show notes.
Nice. I like that. I was waiting for him to come back. So that's good.
Add you a MinecraftScribe.deadworkers.com if you want.
That'd be
easy enough. But, Maz, you're not angry at him, are you, for him, imprisoning your people onto an island, are you?
Yeah.
What?
He's English, British guy.
Yeah. So. You do know that I'm English as well, don't you?
So do you hate yourself?
What have you done to your own people?
No, it's great.
Did you let your people go?
Paradise. And two, I came to Adelaide, which is a settled city, not a convict city. So I got nothing to do with that stuff. Oh. That stuff.
Oops. That brings us to something. Before we go into listener contributions, this is a good time to talk about our sponsor that you might have remembered that great deal they gave us, Drive Pop. They're giving us another deal at drivepop.com. But like we said, you're never getting these great deals again. Like that last one was a one-time thing, and so we can't give you that good of a deal. But there's still a really good deal if you go to drivepop.com/deadworkers, and you can get a one PC lifetime plan for $99.
Yes.
There's some other plans for the family and the ultimate, but it's still a really good deal for one computer. There's a lot of people.
I use it to back up all my videos, all my music that I make, everything. So it's awesome.
So feel free to head there, drivepop.com/deadworkers, and get yourselves a good plan for the computers. And with that, let's roll into Listener Contributions!
Listener Contributions. Listener Contributions. Listener Contributions. Listener Contributions.
Oh, Eric.
Good times, good times.
Good times are had by many.
Love that song. Mm-hmm.
And it's weird how we don't even have a guest on the show, and we're just running like...
We're running more over than...
It's because we talked about Adfly for 40 minutes.
Well, sorry. I was trying to drive the hate off of you a little bit.
Yeah, me and
Lady
Brent
Gaga's fault too.
Just got on a tirade about Adfly, and now it's starting again. I'm going to stop.
All right, so we'll get through these real quick. From KMD222Me. Wow. Command to me. Whatever. Oh. Greetings. I remember back many Shaft episodes ago that people could come and listen to the show live. I was wondering if that's still possible. And if so, where can I get the address for the studio? Love the show, guys. Thanks. You can go to... come here. Oh, in person.
Seminole Drive. Just search for Low Mill. Yeah, Huntsville, and it's on Seminole Drive. I think it's like 2211 Seminole Drive. And we've got a big sign on our red door that says Dead Workers. It's got our logo on it on the back side, not the side with the water tower, the side with the big smoke flume stack.
Smoke stack. And here's a website you can go to. Go to lowemill.net. That's lowemill.net, and that's everything you need to know. It's got all the what's going on here and how to get here. So
we even have updated our studio, so we have a place where you can sit and give you some headphones. So it was kind of funny. We had a few people in early when we gave this off,
yeah.
And we're sitting here talking and stuff, and we look over and we realize they couldn't hear the guest at all. So we're just sitting here talking to a guest, and then when we're just sitting here going, they're like, what is going on?
Yeah, and there was a couple of times when I first started coming down here, and I would show up during the show,
yeah,
and I didn't have a chance to get headphones, so I'm just sitting here just looking at you guys like, I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah,
and they just keep laughing, and I don't know what was said.
So we've got you set. That's now, amazing. So come on down.
So people can actually come down and watch this be done live, like in the studio.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yes.
Yep.
Be prepared. We will show you on camera.
That's right.
Yeah, and we... Yeah, so there's some other things that will happen too, but you won't find out about that until you get here.
Yeah,
and we're close too.
That's a secret. A sexy secret.
Yeah, that's right. Wear pants for the
I think I've just been like removed from this document. I don't know who's doing this, but I'm taking over from Apple Pets. If you were in a small wooden house with a difficulty on hard, zombies were smashing your door, and the only thing left in your inventory was a wooden shovel. Because you respawned in the middle of nowhere and your diamonds were gone because you were destroyed by a creeper. What the bananas? Banana Fana O'Dana? What the bananas do you do? I paused and quit, saving it until you guys answer. Otherwise, it just might be too late.
I think the proper response to that is to beat the zombies with your wooden shovel.
Hmm.
I'm going with, and most people don't say this, so this may be controversial. Dig straight down. You got a shovel.
Yeah.
Put
That's
it to use.
Good. Yeah.
I yeah.
The zombies, same kind of zombies will jump down with you now. They assess the damage that they'll take, and as long as they don't die, they'll follow you in.
Just put a block over your head as you dig down.
Oh yeah. That
well,
works.
What'll end up happening is you'll dig down and get like 10 blocks down, and then you'll hit a cavern and fall to your death.
Or cobblestone, I guess. Yeah.
I would have to try to talk myself out of that situation. Use some subterfuge. The gift of gab.
You think run? You think really it's just a shift it out of there?
Yeah, maybe.
Get the shift out of
there. Yeah. Run the opposite way. Get out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Break down the back door.
You can do it with your wooden shovel or your
stick
fist.
Stick your shovel in the back door or your fist. Stick your fist in the back door.
Yeah.
You always go there. You're always into putting your fist in the back door, Mr. Absolutely. Eric Fullerton.
Absolutely.
That's what I hear.
All right.
Just play the game, iApple Pet. Like, what's wrong with you? Just play it.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
From
he does to tell you to try to kill them or just die. Like,
either die, try or try not.
Yeah. There is no try. I don't know what I'm doing.
I said that wrong. Never mind. From Billy No Mates. Since Mojang's new game has been out for a while, I would honestly love to see an episode, or maybe a slightly shortened side episode, about Skrulls.
Skrulls!
Maybe with one of the Skrulls news
Skrulls!
People. I quite like Acid Jib, but if he's busy, you could try and get Blinky. Okay. I was expecting you to say Skrulls again.
Oh.
We only say it when you say Skrulls. Yeah. I don't know if you got that.
Yeah, but I just kept expecting it. I don't know why.
Skrulls!
Love the show, and I don't want to want you to ever change, but Skrulls...
Skrulls!
...could really use some love.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
So,
So play it again and then do a video?
I've never actually played it, so I'd like to... You guys show me how to play it, and we'll go from there.
Let's do that.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing on the channel. I mean, I don't know about talking about Skrulls much on this show, because it's not really a Skrulls podcast.
Maybe for April Fools.
Maybe do a mini podcast on it. Like
basically a video, really.
I
think is what we're.
We'll do a 10 to the K or a 10 to the C for April Fools this year podcast.
Oh yeah, 10 to the C. Wait, what was it? Is that what it was?
10 to the C. That's
it was
what
whatever
it.
The yeah. So yeah, we'll try to get back into it. Thanks for reminding us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Excavation station.
Yeah. All right, we're going to have to pick this up because I have to pee again.
Uh-oh. All right, so who loves horses? Better combat while on horses. This comes in from SYM_. Hey, guys, I would like to see better combat when riding on a horse. Currently, you can only hit mobs from a small distance in front of your horse. What I would like is for mobs to take some trample damage if you ride your horse over it. Another possibility is for a lance to use to fight mobs. And for an extra bit of fun, you could have jousting tournaments with your friends or your enemies.
You know, other than the fact that Maz hates horses,
I'd
like the idea of, being able to do different types of damage and more damage further away from the horse and the trample damage. Awesome.
Yeah.
What really excites me is the jousting.
You love jousting. That's true. That's one thing I knew about Afro is jousting turns him on.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So, yes.
I'd really like all that sounds really good, despite my hate for horses, but I'd like to see the game manage you riding anything just a bit better, like boats, horses, pigs. They all seem just really unruly.
Spiders. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really glitchy and weird. So I'd like to see that be ironed out before we start adding stuff, but I don't think it will. I'm sure they're happy with it.
Would you like it feel more like an MMO that has really riding mounts down pat these days? I mean, you get on and it takes it. I mean, I think it kind of has that feel of sliding when you ride something in Minecraft. It doesn't feel like you're actually riding
moving.
Something.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you're on it. It just feels like you're just updating to keep up with something else. It's weird.
And it's weird. It almost a lot of times doesn't seem like you're totally in, which if you're riding an animal, you're not really totally in control at any time. The animal could just do whatever. But yeah. It just doesn't feel like you're really in control.
Right.
Like you'll do something and it just feels, I don't know, it just doesn't feel natural or good.
No.
Yeah.
There should be some kind of child-parent linking that happens much better where you and the horse or the pig or the boat lock together more. You know, I'm sick of seeing people on a horse flapping around, their legs going wild and like their arms and legs in a boat going crazy. Like, why does it do that? Like, they should be one entity and you should control like you're controlling your person.
Yeah.
There's something
almost like
about
when you get into it is that becomes your model. Like,
yes.
Instead of models glued together, that it's just one entity at this point.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I think that's doable. I just think maybe they, you know, they did the carts and later the pigs and boats and it was just how it was, right? They're like, oh, this is cool. Where you put this object into this object, and maybe it just never came to their mind. Well, why don't we just make it a new object as you enter it, right? You enter it and it becomes the new object.
Basically, make a third object for like if it's a boat and a player riding in that boat, make a model that is a boat or player riding in a boat and just put the regular boat skin on and put that player skin on the player portion of it.
Yeah.
And just have it all acting as one individual thing instead of it just being two items.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good. It sounds apocalyptic. You know what else sounds apocalyptic?
Well, Tessikin's suggestion sounds apocalyptic. She wants apocalypse mode, a super hardcore mode, or apocalypse mode in Minecraft.
Whoa.
The player has a set amount of days to gather resources and build a disaster shelter before the cataclysm happens. Maybe they can avert the disaster by finding a temple and making an offering. Mm-hmm. This could be for those people who can't make Minecraft challenging enough.
And this is this, out there. We played this, right? Yeah. We played this with Ori, right?
I remember that, was it like a kind of an underground cavern?
Yeah.
Where you had a certain amount of time.
Before lava came raining down. Yeah.
I remember watching that, and that was really fun. I'd like to play that with you guys one time.
Yeah, I wish I could remember the name of it now, but just search on youtube.com/deadworkers. Search for our videos with our Aurelian in it, Aurelian. And it's one of the, there's only a handful with her in it, I think, but that would be one of them.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. I would like to play it again.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, but I think it should be saved for the adventure map makers and stuff like that. I don't think it should be a new mode.
If you don't think Minecraft is challenging enough, then you should start looking into more mods and
you should stop cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a mod and I love it. Speaking of things I love, afros.
Oh.
Now that they have updated the skin format, they need to set up one final missing piece. The afro.
The afro.
Continue.
And this is from Afro SRJ 26. Players should be able to have their avatar grow an afro whose size relates to the number of levels they have gained. Is this like a tree? Like the rings in a tree? Or?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. That's kind of how we gauge the age of an afro.
Is it? Oh, my God. Going into an area here.
Yeah.
If they have an afro greater than level 30, they should be immune to falling sand and gravel, as it would simply bounce off of the awesomeness that is their afro. One more thing here. If they get up to level 100, the afro stretches up to the sky, and they automatically win the game. This would be an awesome new win condition because afro.
Love it.
Yeah, I was with this until it started getting crazy, and then I wasn't. And then when it got really crazy, I was like, oh, okay, the guy's been silly. He doesn't really want
afros. No, he's not being silly. There should be afros in the game, exactly as he describes.
We should have hats like the Xbox crews do. We should have like crowns and antlers and afros and stuff like that.
I think the problem is that you can put like kind of a hat texture like that's bigger than the actual head. But yeah. when you try to make an afro out of that, it looks stupid.
Yeah.
As I know. So if they allowed you to make something bigger than that, that would be just the visual, the where I could make an actual afro would be good enough for me.
All right, then.
Just saying.
Nice.
Mm.
But if they put this in the game, I would love it.
Love it.
So, Notch?
Sure. I kind of like that.
Finally.
Excellent. Yes,
some optimism.
Maxo 11X.
Horrible segue.
Oh, I don't know this segue. Okay. Speaking of
light. So that's all you got to say.
Minecraft. Speaking of. Maxo 11X wants light level reporting in F3 mode. I think it would be a good idea to put the light level into the F3 menu. This could optimize mob spawners and borders. And what he doesn't know is in F3 now, it is there already. BL in F3 mode stands for block light. So there you go, Maxo. Your wish came true.
Burn.
No. Actually, this may be just in, but we went to the future or the past and told them about this idea.
That's right.
On the show. They put it in. It's been there for a while. But it's all because of Maxo 11X. So thank you for that.
Nice. Steph and I are handy time machines. It's just off camera. Like it's just over there.
I'm a jerk. So let me ask you this. If you have an idea and you say the idea out in public, is that technically copyrighted, kind of? Or can someone just take that idea and run with it and then you're just screwed?
If they don't copyright it, you can... It's not.
You know, there's like the poor man's copyright
sort
of thing.
If it's in your head,
it's
not a thing.
But like the technical thing is like if you can prove and it's recorded, right, that you came up with this idea first, that it's technically still yours. But you got to go to court and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you could theoretically argue that if your recording predates whatever it is that they've created.
Yeah.
But it probably in the long run wouldn't be worth it.
Okay, so then I won't give my idea. No. We'll do it. It's that good of an idea.
Wow. Oh,
but I will tell y'all after the show.
Well, just quickly, one thing I would love to see
Minecraft
update is I was looking at Captain Sparkle's latest video on that new shaders mod that's out.
Yeah.
With the particle clouds and stuff, and
looks great.
It just looks gorgeous. Oh my! The game should look like that. It just should look like that. Just make it look like that.
Yeah, with the glow. I love the glow at nighttime.
It's too hard for me to figure out how to apply that mod. So I just want the game to look like that, please.
Yeah,
I'm gonna make a call this week, and it's gonna be controversial because I love doing controversial things.
We like that.
Well, we're gonna skip sightings this week.
Okay. Well, I mean, what are we at
that's
right
controversial.
Now?
Controversial.
We're at like 115.
Yeah.
And we've got like 10 in there. So,
and I really have to pee.
So how about this? We're going to put all these links, after golly, I hope you're listening. We're going to put all these links in the show notes still.
Yes.
So if you want to see these links that we think are the golden links or Astro thinks are the golden links for the week, go to theshaft.deadworkers.com on Monday and you will see all these links there and you'll be able to click on them. And it's some super great stuff. And if you want to submit some super great stuff, you can always go to submit.deadworkers.com.
That's right.
We'd love that. As we said, if you didn't catch it for the show, if you want to submit artwork for the competition, you can just go to theshaft.deadworkers.com. And on the there's a lot of info here that you may not be aware of. How to get on the Shaftlands, how to submit to the show. Upload images, Twitter, YouTube, just a bunch of stuff, how to sponsor. But anyway, for the contest, there's a link on the sidebar that says upload Shaft images. You just click on that, and then there's a link there that says Shart pound or hashtag Shart contest entries. Just go there and upload it there.
Absolutely.
We will then.
That hashtag is it's used by other people, but we're taking it back.
Yeah, don't search that on Twitter.
We're taking it back. I like that, Mass. And anyway, and when we get the next five or more for a show, we'll give out some more great swag. And
it's the next one is the Wind Up Creeper, if you're still watching. And it is worth about 50 or 60 Australian dollars on eBay. So plus $60 posting to get it here. So
yeah,
if you want it, My goodness. It's limited edition. They aren't making anymore. And that's for the next big winner.
Yeah, and they do come apart. Like, they come apart and you can put them back together. So it's like a real creeper. Ooh. Kind of.
Yeah.
So that's surprise. Awesome. And remember, keep in mind, like, Maz is the one donating these prizes. And we got a couple arcs where Maz wasn't on it. Like, I'm going to have to call that one. Like, the guy giving the prizes needs to be in the art.
Everyone that I've voted for so far has had all four of us in here.
Yeah. And that's kind of the key.
This helps. Helps your chances if you include the hosts in the art.
If you look now, these are the four hosts of the Shaft. We need them in the art. We need art for the pre-roll and stuff like that. And so do it for us. We love you guys. Help send us to the 100K tourney in Atlanta, smite.deadworkers.com. I know, what's your podcast that you want to talk about, Maz?
Oh, yes. Just want to, for all those Wes Wilson fans out there, I know there's billions of you. Next week, my podcast, the 8 Bits podcast, it's about video games, we'll be doing our first live episode of the new year, and Wes Wilson will be a guest on that. So,
nice.
Awkward.
So, in all those rumors that I killed Wes Wilson, proof that I did not.
There you go.
That's right.
So, once again, call us at 256-812-1010.
Or you can reach us at theshaft@deadworkersparty.com.
That's right.
And come up next week, we got Joe Hills from Joe Hills TSD. After that, Hodge Josh, and then Aurelian.
Sweet. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, sorry.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010. Dead Workers Party Network. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's The Shaft.